B-Pod Studios.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Right now. It's a Red Party Podcast.
Loren
is there's so much to talk about.
Loren is is just saying that we need to do this because her mom's coming in. What do you and mom have planned for today?
We are gonna go on a walk here with the baby in a little bit.
Mm-hmm. What expensive things are you doing today?
Actually, I have a ton of stuff in my Ballard cart and my Wayfair cart. I want to show her.
I don't even know what Ballard is.
It's out of our price range. it's above our pay. Hey, we talked earlier this morning about how you accidentally drank your mom's expensive water that she had in the refrigerator, and the water was supposed to be from like Iceland or like from the Arctic icebergs.
Yeah.
And you said it didn't taste well. It didn't taste like a $130 bottle of water.
I mean, I didn't know that it was that expensive when I drank it, but it didn't like stand out to me that it was so much better than any of the other waters in her refrigerator.
It just tasted like water.
Yeah.
Now, what you didn't tell us on the radio was that you already told her you drank the water, and how did she handle that?
Her and her boyfriend were like, well, did you like it? Like, was it good? I was like, I mean, it was okay.
Her boyfriend's MO is like, everything's the best, right? Isn't that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it's the best view. It's the best Italian. It's the best water. Best wine.
I mean, that's the only reason you buy a $100 plus bottle of water, because you think it's going to be the best thing on earth.
Are they going to buy another one again since you drank theirs?
I guess so.
I like that we're really taking advantage of global warming and the melting of the glaciers to get water.
Yeah, bottle it up and sell it for $130. It's dripping.
I didn't know that there was really like a water sommelier. Like, that's a real thing.
Yeah.
What's that?
I don't know. I was watching that Zac Efron documentary, Down to Earth, and they were doing this water tasting, and the guy was like having them try all these waters, and the ones that were really expensive and like very natural were the most expensive, and they didn't like them.
Mm, okay. Yeah, I mean, like you said, you couldn't really tell. It's a $130 bottle of water because of where you got it from. It's got a story behind it. You're not paying for the actual taste.
And it's water.
You right. know what? Deer Park gives me 24 bottles for $3.
I'm pretty sure that if I just would have refilled it with water, they never would have known the difference.
No, if anything, they would have been like, it's the best water I've ever had.
My high school friend and someone who I honestly grew up with right through grade school, the great Dr. Marco, who's a chiropractor here in Charlotte, he has told my wife that the best water is Smart Water. And now that's all she'll buy. I got Dasani right here.
Dasani, yeah. That's not bad.
My mom just walked in. I told her what we were talking about, and she walked away. She said, I'm not coming on. She hates being on the radio.
Yeah, get Dana on the microphone.
She won't do it.
Come on. We got to find out what made her buy a $130 bottle of water.
Live. They just want to know why you bought a $166 bottle of water. Because she can.
Did she say bite me? Did I hear bite me?
No, she said because I can.
Yeah, but still.
Would she be able to tell the difference between that and like Fiji water?
No, I guarantee you that that's what they wanted to do. They wanted to do a blind taste test, and I screwed it all up.
That's a fun idea. You did screw it up. I do like that idea.
Why did mom?
I owe her a bottle of water.
Are you going to buy her? Maybe we could get a GoFundMe going.
No, this is what I'm going to do. I'm just going to buy like
an empty
$2 bottle of water and pour it into the really expensive bottle and see if they know the difference.
No, they're not going to know. They're not going
to
know.
Recork it because it came with a cork. What was the water called again so people can look it up on that or listening?
I couldn't even pronounce it. It's on our story.
Oh, that's true.
At the MRL show.
Yeah. At the MRL show, it's on our story. Hold on. I'll tell you just so you don't have to go look for it. It's called Albar or Svalbar.
Svalbar?
S-V-A-L-B-A-R-O.
Svalbar?
Yeah.
You must drink the water at Svalbar.
Anyway, go check that out at kiss951.com, and at least you can go look at the bottle. Now, while you're there at Kiss95.1's Instagram at the MRL show, you got to go look at the picture that I posted of my wife on the toilet from outside. Creepy? Yes, by all means, because this is the standard that we had when we booked our Airbnb. We went to this house all the way up in the mountains. I told the story on the air. And what Amanda and I were expecting was like a private portion of a house with our own entrance. What it turned out to be was a room in this guy's house. And he's there with his girlfriend and her kids for the weekend. And he's going to be there around us. And we were like, well, how do we get to the room? And he's like, come on this way. And as soon as you walk in the main door, our room was to the right, but the rest of the house was to the left. And they had a baby gate to box you out from going into that area, but you still had to walk through it to get to our room.
Okay. So like, did he give you, like, was the baby gate blocking, like, the living room?
Honestly, the baby gate was there to keep the baby bunny from getting out.
There was a baby bunny?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what he said.
Better and better.
That's what he said. And I haven't even gotten to the portion that I'm going to talk about on the rap party about the axe.
We're on the rap party, so you might want to.
Oh, good. Is that what this is?
Go ahead and divulge.
Well, I said on the air I was going to divulge about the guy with the axe. So Amanda is looking up hotels to get out of this Airbnb because we realize that we're not going to have any privacy for the weekend. It'll probably be a little bit loud with the guy's kids there. Like, this is not for us. But he was a super host that got tons of good reviews.
And you didn't even give him a chance.
For his place.
And like, so, but I guess my thing is that let's say you wanted to go in and grab one of your waters from the fridge. You could just go in and he wouldn't mind at any time.
Well, he
of the
had
day?
A little mini fridge in the room that we could have used.
Oh.
But there was nothing to cook, nothing to store food.
So what if you wanted to eat?
Right. There was no stores, no restaurants nearby. You're up in the woods.
I wonder what his answer is for that.
Well, I asked him. I said, so do we have access to the kitchen? He goes, if you need it. It was very hesitant.
He's like, yeah, we do need it.
And he goes, my girlfriend's going to come back and clean the kitchen. There was like a, like it looked like somebody had taken a chicken apart.
What?
Yeah, you know, like a...
Like feathers everywhere?
No. Not from there. You know, just like a store-bought chicken. A rotisserie chicken.
What, you saw grease and bones everywhere?
Yeah. I saw the skeleton of the chicken.
Oh.
I mean, they did have chickens. I was hoping that it was store-bought. Maybe it wasn't.
Okay, so keep telling me
okay,
more.
Okay, so then he says, all right, here's your room. And we go in and there's spiders everywhere.
Okay, I can't get over the chicken. I'm sorry.
Okay.
How come he can't just throw the carcass of the dead chicken away and wipe up?
I don't know. It was on the counter, though.
Okay, go ahead.
Of the kitchen. And the kitchen was cool. It looked like a hunter's cabin. Where you could see like the woodwork, Loren, and the kitchen had stone all through it. It was really beautiful. It just wasn't for us. It was like that wasn't our area. Our area was a room, and the room again was nice. The bed was nice. The bed was comfortable.
It had spiders in it.
But it had spiders in the corners. And Amanda's like, all right, they're not black widows. They were like the big. She called them the granddaddy long legs.
Okay.
I just always call them the daddy long legs.
No, they're granddaddy long legs.
No, they're daddy long legs. Tell them they're daddy long legs.
I've heard both.
No, it's not like there's a young twink hanging out with that spider and he's the daddy, okay? It's a granddaddy long leg.
That's what Amanda called it. She goes, they were the granddaddy long legs, but at least come through and wipe down. I mean, we're paying $75 a night.
That's a lot of money.
Right?
For a bedroom.
Yeah, for a room, exactly. And then I was like, do I have access to this deck? He's like, yeah, you can go out there. But he's doing construction right out there, and he was actually working, riding his little mini excavator around. So, And by the way, you guys can't see this, but Loren's on camera and baby Jackson is just, is he milk drunk right now?
Yeah.
He looks so happy. Yeah.
He's like out.
How old is he now?
7 weeks.
7 weeks. Awesome. So then we're like sitting there and I'm like, Amanda, and normally Amanda's the one that does this, but we both looked at it together. So we couldn't blame one for booking it without the other being involved. We both looked at it together. We thought this would be a cool little place. Again, private. Was key.
In fact, if I think I remember correctly, you let your wife book it because you knew that if you booked it, you said that you would have been in trouble.
That happens.
Oh, you would have been so up Schitt's Creek if you would have done it.
Well, we picked out like three of our favorites. Or no, she picked out like six, and then we picked out three, and she goes, the one that we went to was the one that we both, one of the ones that we both liked.
Okay.
Do you have the listing? I want to see the listing for it.
I'll see if I can find it, Loren. It's hard to...
Just Asheville?
No.
I won't share with anyone. Just send it to me later.
Yeah, I want to see it. I mean, I'm going to put it on my social media and blast them.
Well, people were loving him on social media. You know, people, he's a super host.
I mean, you can't be mad about the spiders. You were in the woods.
Right. No. I get it. But at least, like Amanda said, go through, swipe around. Like, because we're going to put our luggage out there and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So Amanda said, hey, and I get like one spider web in the bathroom or something. I get. But they were in every corner.
Okay.
So then Amanda's like, all right, so is there a key? And he's like, well, the main door, you know, stays open. And Amanda's like, well, what if we're going to go to the store or something? We're going to leave our bags and stuff here? So we just bailed, y'all. I said, let's just get the hell out and let's just find a place to stay. And you're not going to be able to find another VRBO or an Airbnb within, you know, that night. So we got a hotel. As we're driving the car down this long driveway that we drove up to get to this house, like Scooby, Shaggy, and Velma, and Scooby-Doo, we passed this guy, and I was like, babe, look at this shit. Can you believe it? Look at this guy. This guy, by the way, he wasn't there when we drove up. It was just the guy who owned the house that was there. This guy is walking down the driveway from God knows where he came out of with an axe over his shoulder.
Well, it's his buddy here to help him cut up some wood.
Maybe, I don't know, but
in
like
the woods.
Like he was walking down this gravel driveway and we were there long enough and I didn't see him. Like I was outside on the patio for a little bit. I walked outside, I took a picture of Amanda on the toilet and like walked around. And by the way, it said like, and people were like, "Oh, we love the creek." The creek was a fucking drainage ditch.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like it had a pipe that came through it and it was like all covered up. It wasn't even cut, so you couldn't even see it. The whole thing was just smoke and mirrors.
Sure.
So I said, all right.
Wouldn't it be funny if he's like, yeah, that's old Ted with the axe. He's killed some people, but he's out. He's good.
Yeah, he's recovered.
He's recovered.
So he's walking down the driveway with his axe and he just gives us a look. He didn't even really wave. Like, it's hard to explain.
Did you get a head tilt?
Not kind of. It was just kind of like a look, like, why are you driving past me right now? Like, it was just kind of like, he was like this. Like, as I drove past him, I was showing Roy, he was just kind of like.
Oh, he's like staring you down.
Yeah, kind of, like, but like a confused stare down. Like, you've never seen a car before.
Well, he has an axe instead of a chainsaw, so he's probably a little low tech.
My God. So we then text Loren. We're like, all right, let's start high on hotel prices. Let's ask Loren where she would stay, and then we'll work backwards.
Yeah.
And Loren sent us a couple options, and we ended up staying just at like a, you know, it was a nice Hilton, but we didn't get to veg out. Like, I didn't get the whole, like, I wanted to, you know, sit on the patio and read, or sit on the deck and read and just be quiet with nature. We didn't get any of that. We got the Asheville experience, which is always nice, but it was crazy. I mean, and the fact that this guy.
I love that you end up spending what was supposed to be, what, $150 just spent like $600
Yeah, easily. And she thinks that we'll get some money back, but I don't know.
From who? Airbnb? Or like you think the guy's going to refund you?
But she thinks the guy will refund us. I mean, it wasn't like, you know, unless he had somebody else that wanted the room that night and he told them no because, you know, we had it.
Already booked.
But let me see if I can find this place, this listing.
Yeah, I would like to see how he sells it.
Oh, they won't let me, like, go right to it.
Because you're banned from it.
No, like, let's see. Okay,
by the way,
hold on.
If anybody's listening to the Rat Party podcast, I need someone to mow my yard because we broke our mower this weekend. And the people that we typically use, I don't know. I know they listened to the show, and maybe they'll listen to this, but they were supposed to come one week, and then they didn't come, and then I never got a text. And then they texted and said, hey, are you ready for this week? And I didn't want to get in the whole where were you type of thing. So I'm like, hey, I'm good. I'm just going to go find someone else. So if you,
okay,
mow lawns.
Yep.
Reach out to me.
Give your address.
I'll be a client. I'm not going to give you my address on the podcast.
How can people reach you?
You know how to reach me. Send me a message online.
So a lot of these Airbnbs, Loren, have like private room, one bed. You know, private room, one bed, downtown Asheville. Here's an entire condominium.
I I mean, I know it's there. I just wanted to see the one that you were supposed to stay at.
No, I know, but I want to see the way that, like, he worded it.
That's what I want to see.
Because there was nothing private about it other than the fact that the bedroom had a door. Yeah, but, like, you're basically living with him.
That's the whole point.
Sitting on the couch. There's Airbnb couch surfers, too.
But that's the whole point of selecting an Airbnb bedroom. Is that you live with the other person.
Yeah, but I thought the guy would be gone.
No, that's then the whole house.
Yeah.
Yeah, we screwed that up.
Yeah, that's not... I mean, if that's the case, you'd get the whole place, not the...
Let's see. Dude, I can't find it. I wonder if they pulled it down.
I imagine it's more you not being able to find it.
Because I'm typing in the address of the house into Airbnb, and it's not coming up. Oh, it says that, well, maybe it's because my place is already booked. Oh, the hell with it.
Well, can't you go to your previous bookings and look at
your
orders?
Well, she booked it on hers, I guess.
Yeah, just send it to us later.
All right. But I wanted you to read some of the comments that people said. People were like, they used the guy's name, and they're like, he's fantastic. Just sit and talk to him about art. He was a foreign guy. And they're
what
like...
What city was it in?
Swannanoa.
Where were you? Swannanoa?
Kisser. Hi, Swannanoa.
I mean, what?
Swannanoa. It was like right outside of Asheville.
Okay, private. So you selected the option for private room, which it says have your own room and share some common spaces.
Yes.
Okay.
So it's like an Airbnb at that point, like a real Airbnb.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Okay. All right, so.
Well, don't blast the guy's name out there.
I'm not going to blast his name out there. It's what he calls his house.
But look at common spaces. One couch.
That's a common space, but you get one bedroom, one queen bed, one single bed. Buddy, this seems pretty clear and straightforward. You get one common space couch.
Listen, I said it before. And I told Amanda the same thing. We're as much as, in fact, it's all our fault. How is it labeled, though? Isn't it labeled like, it doesn't say like private room. It's like enjoy the house or like.
You want to know like the description?
Yeah.
It says an amazing timber frame cabin. We are fortunate to live on 18 private acres of natural wooded beauty filled with wildlife where you could be at peace, slow down, decompress, and breathe in the mountain air. That's probably all you read. You're like, I want all of those things.
Yes.
And then you stopped reading.
And then so it says super convenient, 15 minutes from Asheville, close to downtown, Black Mountain, Warren, Wilson, Lake Eden. This large, bright, beautiful private room in quotes in our large cabin has vaulted ceilings, ensuite bath, mini fridge, and a romantic fireplace. Sitting room with coffee, tea, and deck.
The sitting room with the coffee and the tea opens up to the main kitchen. So it's not private. There's no, you don't have that. If you want to sit there, you're going to stare at them eating dinner.
Okay. There's an outbuilding that you could have rented.
That's what I wanted.
Well, there wasn't. They added another rental space in the outbuilding.
Yeah.
On the property?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so you probably could have just told him you were unhappy and he could have moved you over there.
We couldn't find him. He went back into the woods on his tractor.
Now, in Manny and your wife's defense, it does say guest access private deck.
But
mini fridge is provided, refrigerator privileges upon request.
Yeah.
But you should have had your own deck, no?
We did. Again, it's connected to his kitchen, though.
So you had to go through there to get to the deck.
Well, you walked right past the kitchen. Like, the kitchen was open, except there was a baby gate to keep the rabbit in. But, yes, there was no privacy. Like, they would, like, if we were walking in and out to our car and stuff, we'd pass them if they were in the house. Because the kitchen opens up to the great room.
Now, this says that there should have been a lock on your bedroom door. Was there a lock on your bedroom door?
I think there was, but the door to get to the bedroom wasn't locked. And we didn't have a key. He didn't give us a key. He's like, hey, unload, enjoy.
Now, it says a TV is not included.
No TV, which was okay. We were okay with that. No internet.
Now, it has 4.76 reviews, 127 total reviews, 4.76 star. It's top rated for...
Scan by bad reviews. See what other people said that was bad.
Guys, like, I got to roll.
Why?
Because I need to pump. I got things going on here.
Your baby's sleeping.
I know. I wanted to start this rap party like 20 minutes ago.
Well, we did start it 20 minutes ago.
We did start it 20 minutes ago.
That is true.
We're at 1943.
Yeah. All right. Well, go ahead. Go and leave. We'll do it without you.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Bye.
Bye, Mama. All right. Loren is out, y'all. But
so some of the
yeah, what are some of the worst ones?
I don't know if it's going to let me. Hang on here. Let me try to sort it. Oh, now that's kind of a messed up thing they're doing. They don't let you sort by negative reviews. That's misleading. They really should let you sort.
But, yeah.
I mean, you're right. Respects privacy, but is open to hanging out. It's very friendly. Beautiful space is almost great as the gracious host. God, they're all about him.
Yeah. And he wasn't that great.
Why is everything all about him? That freaks me out. The room was amazing, but nothing in comparison to our spectacular host. What does this guy do for these people?
I don't know. Maybe we should have stayed.
I think it's going to get better if you stay.
My God, what did we get? The massage room was amazing.
I think this guy does something at nighttime. A good location, but a very polite host. I mean, it's all about him.
Well, you know why it's all about him? Because basically you're fucking living with him.
I guess so, but that's so weird.
Look at this review. It was super weird when I woke up in the morning and he was laying next to us. Said that his girlfriend threw him out of the master bedroom and he needed a place to crash. He's hilarious, though.
He was attentive to my every need. Laid beside me, sat beside me.
No blinds on the bathroom window, and the bathroom window looked right out at the garden where he was working.
We love the sounds of gurgling water from the stream next to the house.
Yeah, and I told you the small stream was really like a drainage ditch.
I love how it's all about him.
Yeah, you would have thought the guy was like, you know, like he was a Biltmore.
I mean, seriously, this house was built by, I'm not going to use his name. This house was built by him.
Interesting spelling though, right? Did they spell it right with a W?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so interesting. It's all about him.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it didn't work out.
No, it didn't work out.
It is a pretty cool spot though. I like the photos. I'd probably stay there.
Yeah, but you have to stay in that room. All right, I'm going to send you. And, I'm going to send you and Sterling,
okay.
And we're going to see if you can make it.
And in your guys' defense, looking at the house, it looks like there's two doors. It looks like you have your own private, with your own private deck.
Right, that's
private
what we
entry.
Thought. Thank you. And like Amanda even said, she thought like there would be like maybe another couple staying on the other side, and we all had a common area to share.
Mm-hmm.
But when you said to him, like, can we use the kitchen? And he was kind of like, well, yeah, I guess if you need it. It's like, yeah, bro, I'm planning on killing a deer and slaughtering it and eating it tonight. I need to eat.
Oh, it's very cool. It's a very cool house.
I want you and Sterling to stay there and see if you can make
it. No, Sterling will think I'm going up there to murder him or something. He doesn't like woods all that much.
All right. Well, you guys got an extended 22-minute edition of the Rap Party Podcast all about my bad Airbnb experience. 15
minutes of it. I was just trying to find the dang listing.
But thank you guys for listening. We love when we get feedback from you guys. DM us at the MRL show on Insta and let us know where you're listening to the Rap Party from. We just got a message from someone who listens to us from Colorado. And they said, hey, we listen to you guys and we appreciate it all the way from Vail, Colorado.
Great. Well, thank you, Coloradoans.
That's where Nicole is.
Coloradians.
Yep. All right. We'll see you guys.
Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.